It's time for trivia. Illinois trivia, to be exact. Hey gang, I'm your host Brian Rollins, and this is episode 209 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. This week, we've got Illinois trivia. After this, we've only got three states left. If you're new, welcome. Please come by dorkygeekynerdy.com for more content, or just say hi. That's a good enough intro, so let's get started with the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What is the most populous city in Illinois? Chicago. It's 15 times larger than the second largest, Aurora. Number 2. What 1986 movie saw Matthew Broderick, Mia Sara, and Alan Ruck ditch school to hang out in Chicago? Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Number 3. Set in suburban Chicago, what 1990 Christmas movie starred Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, and Daniel Stern? Home Alone. Number 4. What Major League Baseball team went without a championship victory from 1908 to 2016? The Chicago Cubs. Number 5. What actor and star of Star Wars and the Indiana Jones movies got his first screen credit in 1967 with A Time for Killing? Harrison Ford. Number 6. Before heading to Dodge City and Tombstone, what lawman was born in Monmouth, Illinois in 1848? Wyatt Earp. Number 7. What former First Lady was born in Chicago and wrote books titled American Grown, Becoming, and The Light We Carry? Michelle Obama. Number 8. What comedian from Peoria, Illinois, co-starred with Gene Wilder in 4 films, including Silver Streak and Stir Crazy? Richard Pryor. Number 9. What comedy legend passed away just a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday on December 31st, 2021? Betty White. Number 10. Born in Evanston, what comedic actor starred in Stripes, Ghostbusters, and played himself in Zombieland? Bill Murray. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Who is the only U.S. president born in Illinois? Ronald Reagan. While he was governor of California, he was born in Tampico, Illinois. Number 2. The Sears Tower was renamed what in 2009? Willis Tower. It's the second largest building in North America. Number 3. Set in Aurora, Illinois, what 1992 comedy caused Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody to peak at number 2 on the charts? Wayne's World. Number 4. Born in Waukegan in 1920, what science fiction author wrote Fahrenheit 451 and was the subject of a very risque song by Rachel Bloom? Ray Bradbury. Number 5. What is the capital of Illinois? Springfield. Number 6. Filmed in Chicago, what long-running talk show aired from 1986 to 2011? The Oprah Winfrey Show. Number 7. From 1963 to 1998, what Illinois airport was the world's busiest? Chicago O'Hare International Airport. It's considered the world's most connected airport, with direct flights to every continent except Antarctica. Number 8. Illinois touches which of the 5 Great Lakes? Lake Michigan. Number 9. What author from Illinois wrote the books The Man in the High Castle and Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Philip K. Dick. Number 10. Born in Chicago in 1930, what author wrote The Giving Tree, Where the Sidewalk Ends, and A Light in the Attic? Shel Silverstein. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What 1987 movie set in and around Chicago was the directorial debut of Chris Columbus? Adventures in Babysitting. Number 2. What chess grandmaster was born in Chicago but died in Iceland while on the run from the U.S. government? Bobby Fischer. Number 3. What river makes up the western border of Illinois? The Mississippi River. Number 4. What actor from Chicago said he based the voice of Homer Simpson on a loose impression of Walter Matthau? Dan Castellaneta. Number 5, born in Blue Island, what actor created his own foundation to support veterans after his role as Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump? Gary Sinise. Number 6, what comedian and actor from Chicago has won 1 Academy Award, 2 Emmys, and 5 Grammys? Hint, none of the Grammy Awards are for music. Robin Williams. Number 7, set in Haddonfield, Illinois, what 1978 horror movie kicked off a long-running franchise? Halloween. Number 8, what author's novel Dragon Teeth was published in 2017, 8 years after his death? Michael Crichton. Crichton actually finished the novel in 1974 and never published it while he was alive. Number 9. Born in Wilmette, Illinois, what actor served 5 terms as president of the NRA? Charlton Heston. Number 10, what 273-mile-long river runs from the Chicago metro area southwest through Illinois before it joins the Mississippi River? The Illinois River. And that's it for Illinois trivia. Want some bonus facts? Chicago is the largest city in Illinois and the 3rd largest in the nation. That helps make Illinois the 6th most populous state in the U.S. It's 25th in landmass. It became a state on December 3rd, 1818, making it the 21st state. While Reagan is the only president born in Illinois, Lincoln and Obama served Illinois in Congress. Lincoln was a representative and Obama a senator. I've never made it up to Illinois, but I'd love to visit sometime, especially Chicago. Let me know what I need to see whenever I get there. We'll be back here next week with another 30 questions. Here's a clue to tide you over. What state holds the distinction of being the flattest state in the U.S.? If you know, you know. I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This has been episode 209 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The music is by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When a U.S. expedition is attacked, 3 survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.